take a listen to other podcasts that we put out each week. About every other Thursday, we do the Worship Leader Toolbox. Every Friday morning, we do the Faithful Friday Devotion Podcast for 5 minutes. And then every other Tuesday or every Tuesday, depending on the rhythm and the blog posts, we put out this podcast for ministry leaders and Christians in general, people who are part of the church. And today I want to talk about 7 ideas for ways to stay inspired.
Thank you for joining us on the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. Before we get to today's episode, we want to let you know about a free resource on our website called Creating a Personal Mission Statement. Tim even shares the one he wrote many years back. You can download this free template at timpriceblog.com. Just scroll to the bottom of the page. Thanks for being a part of our community, and we will jump into today's episode.
Inspiration is defined as something that makes someone want to do something or gives somebody an idea about what to do or create, a force or influence that causes someone to take action in a creative way. So we don't want to take inspiration lightly. Sometimes you might even have said the phrase, I'm not really inspired, or I can't get inspired, or I don't have an idea. When inspiration comes, be sure to take notice and respond in some way. You may not have time that very moment to draw the picture or write down the melody or put down the lyrics or put down the idea that's going to help pave the way for future growth. You may not be able to put it all down and flush it all out, but make a note. Be sure to take a minute to pause when you have that inspiration. And so I thought today on the blog post and on this podcast episode, we would share 7 ways to help spark inspiration in work and life. As I already mentioned, it doesn't always come easily. So when it does, we want to make sure that we are ready. And here are some springboards to get some inspiration going. Number 1, reading. When a person reads a good book, especially the Bible and scriptures, great ideas, thoughts, and clarity come. If you want to stay inspired and committed to moving forward, take some time to read. These days, it's easier than ever with audiobooks right from your phone. You can listen whenever you're walking or doing other things. And if you don't want to spend too much money on books, you can rediscover your library. Local libraries have all kinds of books, obviously, but it's surprising how many new ones they have. And a shout out to our library here in our hometown. If they don't have a new book, they will actually order it and get it into their system. And I've benefited from that for several years now. And so reading is a habit that you want to have in your life to some degree. You don't have to read a ton to be inspired. If you wake up in the morning and read scripture every day, and if you have another book that you're kind of working through, one other thing about books, you can use books for your benefit. Don't feel like you have to start a book and go cover to cover, and if you don't finish, you're stuck. You just read what you want. You open it up, look at the table of contents, find some good stuff to read, become inspired, get an idea, get a breakthrough, and then either read the whole thing or set it aside. It doesn't really matter. Books are for you. And so as you do that, you'll have an opportunity to be inspired on multiple fronts. Second thing is conversations. So during that drive, we actually lined out most all the details for what still is the kids' conference. We've tweaked the schedule a little bit and we've done some different things, but for the most part, we have done almost everything the same from that original conversation, the event, the timeline, the schedule. And that event has grown to 600-800 kids every single spring in 2 or 3 different locations. And it's awesome to think that we were inspired that day through that conversation. So that's just one example of how conversations can change a direction, bring inspiration. And I could recount many more. Number 3 is debriefing. When you spend time debriefing what you have done, you are able to begin making it better. In fact, standing around with a group of people can really bring inspiration when you're working with constraints or issues or problems in your organization or in your life, your own personal home or your life. When we take time to debrief what we're doing, it helps us work around the issues and make things better. And so debriefing will bring about inspiration in our lives. Number 4 is Sabbath. Taking a step away from regular work on a weekly basis for about 24 hours really does help sharpen our minds and our hearts and our lives. Our best ideas often come when we're doing something we love. And you might have had that experience before. You're writing away trying to get something done or trying to solve a problem, and you go out and take a walk, and all of a sudden the answer hits you. It's the same with a Sabbath. You're plugging away, you've got your nose to the grindstone, you're cranking things out all week long. And God's principle, we're not designed just to be machines. We're designed to enjoy God and His creation, the pleasures He's given us in life. And so every 7 days we step back and we recharge and we take time to just allow God to fill us up. And so inspiration will often come when we are visiting somewhere or taking a trip or doing some activity or something we've never done before. And those things don't just happen naturally. You don't just look at your calendar and say, oh, today I'm going to go here. It requires some intentionality, setting aside some calendar time to have those Sabbath breaks, to do something interesting, to do something that recharges. And if you want to take a look here at our blog post for this podcast episode at timpriceblog.com, we have some extra support links at each of these different ways to stay inspired. And one of them is through these creative Sabbath ideas. And so you could hit that link and take a look. Well, we've talked about reading, conversations, debriefing, Sabbath. And number five, I guess, is small successes. When you are in need of inspiration, small successes really help. Get some of the little stuff out of the way. Finish the looming project. Take one small step toward a huge goal. The little wins begin to stack up and give you a boost toward more energy to keep going. And that doesn't mean that you procrastinate and play some video game or something to have a little win, although maybe that's a way to have a little mental break. I'm not sure. I'm not usually hooked on video games, but you want to figure out a way to just have the low-hanging fruit for just a moment to gain some momentum so that you're inspired to keep on going. Number six, invite new ideas. New ideas always invigorate our minds and our lives. We don't have to worry about it being the biggest or the greatest idea, or we don't have to worry about it being the most realistic idea. Just make sure that you document those ideas and the things that could work. Write them down, share them with a few people, accept ideas from others around you, and not only accept them, build a culture of people being not afraid to come to you with ideas. If you're a leader in a church, leading some kind of ministry team, a group of volunteers, you want to get into the habit of welcoming new ideas. It doesn't mean you have to do every idea. That's part of this culture that you are happy to visit and share, but you're going to remain on the mission and you're going to stay clear and concise and simple as possible. But new ideas will bring about inspiration. Don't shoot down ideas just because it sounds far-fetched. I love the phrase I heard somewhere along the way that said, when a new idea comes, don't say how, say wow. You start with wow, and then you get into the logistics. Sometimes those logistics will make you realize, no way, we can't do it. Other times, those logistics will begin to put feet and legs on the ideas, and they will take root, and they'll sail. So that's kind of the thing I've worked on ever since. When I hear an idea, no matter what, I start with wow, like an encouraging, who knows, what if this is it? And then you can start saying the hows and all that stuff. Don't be an idea squelcher with those around you. Invite new ideas. Number seven, and the last one for getting that perspective of being inspired, and that is to change your scenery. When you change scenery, it kind of jogs your memory, jogs your thoughts. It jogs your regular routine, and getting out of the regular routine is what helps your mind work a little quicker and sharper. I know when I'm playing the guitar and trying to write a song, I can be playing in a certain key, but if I add a capo, I will sometimes have a whole new outlook on what this song could be. And maybe this changing of scenery could be as simple as just cleaning up your office or work area, rearranging your living room furniture, or cleaning out your car. Who knows? Those type of simple things are low cost and actually do help clear your mind and your thoughts. But there might be other things too, that you would change your scenery in a bigger way. Go out and take a walk, get on a walking trail, take some kind of trip, go to some other part of the state or the country or another place in the world. Whatever it means to change your scenery for you for now. These activities will help us to get and remain inspired. When you visit a new place or when you take a different route or take the scenic route or whatever, when you work at the coffee shop or library as opposed to your office, any of those things can help enhance the opportunity for your mind to think differently about what you are working on, and you can become inspired. So I just want to encourage you today that as ministry leaders and as Christian people in general, we need to have inspiration, and we trust that through prayer and through scripture that we're going to be led by God, and that we're going to have that voice and that clarity and creativity that comes from the endless fount of God's goodness in our lives. But I also think that God uses some of these other things. And often when I hear preaching, I'll hear the phrases like this: I was reading this book and I was talking with somebody the other day and I was taking a break on the Sabbath. In my prayer time, I realized this. All these things begin to build inspiration into your life. And so inspiration doesn't have to be for movie directors and novel writers and major players in whatever field you're thinking of. It might be inspiration in how you parent your middle schooler, or inspiration in how you are going to approach the people at your workplace, or inspiration in the kinds of things that you know God is calling you to do, but you just haven't taken that step. So if you're interested, you could take a look at timpriceblog.com and take a look at these 7 ways, plus some of the supporting resources. And so thankful to have you along as we continue to grow and learn and lead well in the places we are. And I want to thank you for being a part of our podcast today. I'll talk with you next time. Thanks.
It's a great day to grow in leadership and be encouraged in ministry. The Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast is designed for those in ministry, and we're glad you're here. Be sure to connect with our Facebook page at Tim Price Blog. You can also visit the blog for free resources, timpriceblog.com.